G'day, g'day, and welcome along to the podcast for the Rush Hour, usually with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb. Katie Lamb is here.
Present.
Joel, our producer, is here.
Ahoy.
Leechy, me, the anchor. Hi. But of course, Andrew Embley. Oh, poor little thing, he's sick. Oh, man.
Well, I mean, to fully dissect into this, and by the way, welcome Josh Garland.
Well, I was going to introduce you next.
Sorry. Leechy, sorry. Sorry. Go ahead with your intro.
Josh Garland. Hey!
Fully healthy.
So if you're not listening to this podcast, which I'm sure you all are because Pointy Pineapples.
Yeah, everyone listening right now.
But you'll be listening to the Kick It Forward podcast.
Oh yes. Get amongst it.
What our biggest joy. Rival podcast. Am I right, guys? Yeah.
Do we have a podcast?
That's what we're doing now.
Right. How many subscribers do you have?
We're not that big. 10,000.
Oh, cool. Right, we're out. Lucky to get about 100 downloads.
We'd have 10.
Yeah.
But those that join in, jump on with the Pointy Pineapples and maybe get yourself a nice
It's a pretty good incentive.
It is a good incentive. So I feel Josh in, obviously, on what Pointy Pineapples is.
And feel the listeners in as well, obviously.
Well, Pointy Pineapples, if you ever see Andrew Embley, Leechy, Joel, or me at a pub and say Pointy Pineapples, we'll buy you a beer or a drink of your choice, but not top shelf stuff.
Yeah, there's so many. The T's and C's are just growing with each pod top.
Now, obviously, we're not including Josh in this.
I was about to say.
Because the drama would be.
T's and C's.
Yeah.
So if you fill in for the pod, if you fill in for the show.
And the pod.
The Pointy Pineapples now applies to you
for
a full 1 week.
Well, he might come back in and fill in again if Embers isn't on tomorrow or Thursday. So I think if Mitch from Gosnells, who's our number one ticket holder of the Rush Hour,
you
bump into him at a pub, I think you owe to yourself, Josh, to buy him a beer.
Look, Mitch, if you come up to me in over a week's time, I'm probably not going to buy you a beer.
Listen, if you fill in for us for two shows or three shows, that means Pointy Pineapples applies to you for 3 weeks. Yep. So three shows, Whoa. 3 weeks. Yeah, sorry, T's and C's just updated.
Oh, my God.
The rules.
I refreshed the page and T's
order,
and C's updated.
Order, sorry. just a question.
Yeah.
If I go beyond that period, can I then Pointy Pineapple you lot?
No, because now.
He's got you there.
T's and C's just
He's not a contracted employee of Triple M.
He's on the payroll.
Let me just call my lawyer. Hang on.
I don't know.
Okay, right.
No, you can't, sorry, because you're a friend of the show.
This is so annoying because you're like when you're playing with your older sibling growing up and the older sibling, you're like, oh, my God, I won the game. He goes, actually, no, the rule is that if the way you won is not allowed and I won.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, far out. You're so good at this game.
Yeah, fully.
T's and C's.
But thanks for coming on today, Josh. Obviously, the highlight of you filling in today. When we pieced the show together behind the scenes, we have a little whiteboard, we have a little sheet that we fill in. What are we going to talk about on the show today, Katie? No one probably saw it coming, Josh's first fill-in role, admitting to the people of Perth that he shit himself at a college party.
I did,
in the US after a few too many Budweisers.
Party rocking in the house tonight. Now, I got a bit of a rep around town, man. Like,
some street cred.
I blew that out of my pants. No,
white pants,
my brother,
as well?
Yeah.
Isn't Brown Town like a college name or something like that?
You mean Brown.
Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns. Brown's a college as well.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. I didn't study there. It's bloody Ivy League. Your brother was a good basketballer. I'm a bad basketballer, but he was good.
That's not entirely true.
Well, spending all my money time shitting.
When you stop shitting yourself, you're really good. You can shoot some hoops. Yeah. Not shit some hoops. Well.
Why didn't you make it?
Because I went to Brown Town.
Could have been somebody.
From Brown Town.
I kept skidding on the court, literally. When did your nightmare come to life today? What's your suburb? The capital of... it's just a fun podcast, guys. Enjoy.
Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. What are you really gambling with?
From Roebuck Bay to the Roe Highway, got my ice mocha from Dome Cafe, the super pizza Florian in a loo wanneroo, and their sprints to across Albany and the Gloucester Tree
with Katie Lamb
and Andrew Embley.
From the greatest city in the world, it's time for Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb.
Okay, roll call time. Katie Lamb.
Present.
Myself, Leechy, the anchor. Present. Joel, our producer.
Present.
And Andrew Embley.
Wow.
Hang on.
Wow.
Weren't we just talking yesterday how he was supposedly feeling a bit flu-y?
Well, he was. I actually told him, you're looking very COVID-y. And look, we've got a break coming up all of next week. Yeah. And I said, if you dare have COVID and you get the rest of this week off plus next, I was like, if you don't spit in my mouth right now. Anyway, so in Andrew Embley's spot is Josh Garlett from Kick It Forward. Hello, Josh.
Hey, guys. How are you going? See, I didn't know this is sort of enterprise where everyone spits in everyone's mouth.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Actually, I said that in the podcast opener. I shouldn't probably say that.
Yeah, because you said that far too easily, I must say.
I know. Well, I just, you know.
Like you've said that many times before.
I'll do anything for a few days long, you know what I mean? 133-53, give us a call right now. When did your nightmare come to life, whether you have a phobia of spiders or snakes or maybe stranded on a boat? This is because a Qantas flight last night was coming back from Melbourne, Josh, and had to make an emergency landing in Perth after pilots were forced to switch off an engine.
Okay.
And they were only working with one engine. Now, mid-flight, all of a sudden, all the passengers just heard... Yeah. That just sounds like someone passed wind. A big bang. That was meant to be a big bang.
Oh, sorry, would you like an explosion instead? Because it wasn't really an explosion.
Well, it was a mid-bang.
Yeah,
that's what they said.
Mid-bang.
A big bang mid-air. And to me, I don't know about you, but I already get a little bit anxious when flying just because I'm like, we're very high up. You know what I mean? I can't jump and land on my feet and be fine.
Well, maybe bend your knees on impact.
Yeah, that's true.
Roll.
That's true. Or like jump in it, you know, some water,
yeah,
you know, and you'd be fine. But for me, being on a plane, any noise on a plane, I'm like, what is that? What is going on?
I always think it's when you're flying there, every now and then you have this moment of consciousness where you say, hang on a sec. I'm flying in the sky 26,000 feet. It's like, hang on, I'm not meant to. No.
And then you try and go back to sleep and you can't.
And then maybe you're hungover and then there's a bit of anxiety or something like this. This actually is my nightmare coming true. Like, I think number one often is I can't think of anything worse than you're going to a destination just before they turn the plane back, which we saw recently that there was a big altercation on the moment that went viral of a woman kind of going a bit crazy and they had to turn the flight around. And everyone was like, come on, we're going to Bali. But then the other moment is like, oh, it's probably nothing. But then you're like, oh, I actually might die.
Absolutely.
This is crashing. So, okay, so there's the two biggest nightmares in one.
100%. Being on a plane for longer than you have to or turning around, not going to your destination. You're so thirsty for a bintang.
Yeah.
And it's just like, this plane's gone round.
The other one is dying though. So.
And then it's plummeting to your
death.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Dave is in Mindari. Hello, Dave.
How you going?
Yeah, good, Dave. What's your story?
Okay, wasn't the biggest, but it was pretty close.
Yep.
We were flying into Orlando to Disney World, and we got the aisle seat, which is really cool, and opposite us were the hosties. You know, they've got the little jump seat they pull down, put the seatbelts on when they're taking off and landing.
Yep.
Anyway, the pilot came on the intercom and said, listen, we're going to have to be diverted. We can't get to Orlando because of this storm cell. It's so big. And everyone's really down about not being able to go to Orlando. And about 5 minutes later, he said, listen, the controller said we can go to Orlando. We're going to be the last plane to go in, though. But, we're going to go in.
Oh, my God. No. No one else is doing it, guys. Let's not go.
And it's dark, so you can see the lightning flashing everywhere. Anyway, opposite us, the hosties have sat down, strapped in. And I've looked up, one of them's doing the cross, you know. She is petrified. And I look across on the other side of the aisle where the other two are sitting, and one girl's crying. She's sobbing uncontrollably. And it was. We danced all over the runway coming in. We were just like from side to side. And, yeah, I thought it was exciting to say the least.
That is the biggest indication, though, because you have to imagine these people have flown, you know, 70 days or 150 days of the year. Mm. If they're doing the sign of the cross, if they're saying, far out, this one's bad, I'd be like, well, you've got the statistics.
Yes,
what the hell?
Literally, my mum always said, if ever you're nervous in turbulence, just look at the, you know, hostesses, and if they're calm, you're calm. So if I saw someone doing the sign of the cross, I just would have been like, my life is over. That's terrifying.
How were they on arrival? Were they like shaking everyone's hand, crying, kissing and stuff?
Or were they clappers?
the plane all clapped as usual.
Oh, you know?
Brilliant.
Yeah, they were really cool as Kiwis. Yeah, came back professional. But seeing one doing the cross, that was one thing. But to look across the other side and see one crying, I'm going, wow, this is Yeah. This is, I think it's.
And they weren't even religious.
Yeah.
Oh, it's America. They would have.
Melissa is in Clarkson. Hey, Mel.
Good. How are you?
Very well. When did your nightmare come to life?
So I am terrified of spiders.
Yeah.
And I was sitting on the floor with my three-month-old baby and I felt movement on my leg. I looked down to see the biggest, blackest spider I've ever seen in my goddamn life.
Yep. Yep.
In terror, I sacrificed the baby to save myself.
Yeah, good on you.
So I flicked the spider. It landed about like a few centimetres from his head. I jumped over the baby to get to the couch, to jump on the couch and scream, and my husband had to go and save the baby from the spider running out.
Oh, my God.
This has actually made me lose it because it's just, you know, a mother's instinct, you know what I mean? It's just like you do anything to protect that child and you, on the other hand, just chuck the baby towards the spider and run in the opposite direction.
A sloth will throw their babies at a predator to save themselves.
Yeah, smart.
Nice to have an animal analogy for that. That's good.
Really resonate with that sloth, don't you? Yeah. I'm just picturing you whacking this spider with the actual baby.
If I'd thought about it.
Doesn't need more tea, just bush. Michael's in Kensington. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Katie. Hello, Josh. Hi, Rush Hour team. Leechy as well. All right. I haven't forgotten you.
Good, good.
Hey, Michael, when did your nightmare come to life?
Oh, this was a close call. Our first ever international holiday, travelling to Canada for the first time with my uncle's 50th. And he lives in Vancouver, or one of the islands off the coast of Vancouver. And we go to Whistler and we're staying at this place that has a frozen lake out the back. And me being the naive 19-year-old that I was at the time, thought it'd be a good idea to venture onto the jetty without realising that there was a frozen lake.
No.
And I've tripped and fallen in. My leg has fallen into the lake and I put my hands on the edge of the jetty out of instinct just to break my fall. So luckily it was only just my leg that went in and it wasn't my whole body. So it was my whole body that fell in, it'd be a very different story, but luckily it was only just one part. So,
Michael.
So what happened?
Close to comfort, but at least I'm here.
What happened? You did you have to go to the hospital or something like that?
No, thankfully not. It was all good. I was my pants were wet and I was a bit cold, but I was able to pull myself back onto the edge of the jetty and walk back to safety. So.
That's his biggest nightmare come to life is his pants being wet.
Well, that's true. Okay?
That's not it. I think falling into the lake was the biggest nightmare.
100%. Frozen alive. Frozen alive would not be fun.
Oh, frozen alive and getting trapped under the ice. Yeah, yeah, very claustrophobic.
Mine is similar. It's like, I always have that dream where I'm wetting my pants in public.
And then you wake up.
And then I wake up and it's real because, it's always in the dream.
Yes.
But that would be terrible, falling in a frozen lake. I thought you were going down the path of you were going onto a frozen lake and then it's cracked underneath you, which you've seen movies so many times. Yes. That sounds terrible. Thank you, Michael, for sharing.
Yeah, nice.
Good on you,
thanks,
Michael,
for sharing.
It's time to find Perth's smartest suburb.
How good is Perth?
North versus South. Battle of the Burbs.
And it is 19-all. This could be the first time South take over the North, the very first time in Battle of the Burbs history. The rivalry is real, Josh.
Yeah, it's so real. Those Southerners, they hate the North for good reason, and those Northerners, well, they hate the bloody South.
So you were in Vietnam once.
I was, yeah, I was. Sorry to sound like a flog, but yeah, I have this vivid memory of saying, oh, this guy's from Perth. Oh, guys, this guy's from Perth. And my mate James came over and goes, oh, hi, how are you going? That's strange. Like, that's cool, coincidental. Yep. Yep. And the guy goes, wait, where from, North or South? And he goes, North. He goes, wouldn't have shaken your hand if you didn't say that. And then shook his hand.
Right.
Then we didn't speak to him anymore because it's a bit weird.
Yeah, because he's the flock.
But still, the rivalry. Oh.
All right. We have got Jasmine from Woodvale. She's representing the North today. Hello, Jasmine.
Hello. How are you?
We're good. You are feeling.
She's fired up.
Oh, she's fired up. Are you going to let South take over the North for the first time in Battle of the Burbs history? Like, are you going to be that person that lets it happen, Jasmine?
I really hope not. A lot of pressure there.
That's confidence.
It'd be embarrassing. But someone who's coming for you is Maddie from Success. He's representing the South today. Hello, Maddie.
Hey, team, how are you?
Oh, wow. That's fighting words.
Yeah.
Success too.
Success.
The audacity, the South, to say that.
Wow.
Good. It's good.
Mm. Putting it in the title.
Jasmine, your buzzer is North. Matty, your buzzer is South. The first of 2 points is the winner, puts their side of the river back in front and earns that point. Question number one.
Name an action film starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Matty.
Oh, no, hang on. No, he's
South.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Jeepers.
Wow.
Yes, Maddie.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Oh, he's in Terminator 2.
The Colin, Judgment Day.
Yeah.
That's just cockiness, and I like it, Maddie.
All right, Maddie, 1-0 up South in front. Jasmine, is your buzzer working?
Yes, it is, North.
Good. Okay. Good. Make sure
you need this to stay in the game, Jasmine. Maddie for the win.
So remember, the buzzers are North and South, respectively. What years did the West Coast Eagles win the premierships in the 90s?
South
for the win.
As a Fremantle supporter, it sickens me to say, but 92-94.
Wow! South for the first time ever in Battle of the Bend history.
I'm crying.
Josh, are you okay?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Josh, you're here on an auspicious day.
I know. Jasmine, you fought so admirably for our cause, but... Well done. Success, Maddie.
Maddie, this is you've made history. Congratulations, Matt.
It's a special day.
It's such a special day. Special is an understatement.
Maddie, congratulations. Wow. Double pass to you to go to the Good Friday burnouts at the Motorplex this weekend. Jasmine, unfortunately, not repping the North that well.
Sorry.
It just didn't work, did it? So that means, for the first time, the South leads Battle of the Burbs. Wow. They lead 20-19, and there is no one that I know in this building that is a bigger supporter of the South than our producer, Joel.
From Cardinia.
Cardinia shall rise again. Hey.
Oh, my goodness.
Can we give Maddie a chance to actually sledge the Northerners? Is that all right? Because we've been waiting for such a long time for this moment.
Go on, Maddie. Do it.
Sorry. What was that?
Damn it, Maddie.
You get to sledge the Northerners, Maddie.
I'm bigger than that. It's the first time we've been here.
Yeah.
It's up to the Southerners to keep us up here.
No, I like
good
that.
Good on you. That's I like fantastic. That. That's respectful, unlike producer Joel. Thank you so
weirdly
much.
Weirdly, though, he gets Jasmine's house. I don't know if we told him that.
Sorry, that was in the T's and C's.
Invading the North. Yeah.
Josh, you have a dog?
No. I love dogs, but no, I don't currently have one.
Okay, so if you don't have a dog, I can't imagine you've got two dogs then.
Okay. Actually, yeah, I do. Sorry, I forgot.
I've got two dogs.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Yeah,
thank you. So their names are Reggie and Ronnie, and they're Cavoodles, and they're adorable. So I usually take them to Corrine pretty much every day for a walk, and they're really good. Like, wherever I go, they'll just follow me. They're pretty well behaved. But people who own more than one dog will know kind of like the small wins. So if you go to the dog park and one of your dogs starts doing a number two, you get out a bag to pick it up. But if the other one does it at the same time, you can pick up two poos with one bag. It's where the saying kill two birds with one stone came from.
Two poos with one bag.
That's where the saying came from. So anyway, when I got there today at Corrine, I was walking down and I saw about eight women, and they're there every now and again, and they do yoga in the park. Namaste. And they usually do yoga, and then they lie down on their yoga mats, they put blindfolds on, and they just meditate, right? It's super wholesome. So I saw them over there, and I thought every time I see them, I go kind of like the other way just so that the dogs won't go over and interrupt. But when I got there, I heard that Embers was sick and we needed to find a fill-in, and I was like, I'll call Josh. And so I was a little bit distracted. So I started walking around the other way thinking that my dogs follow me because they're so well behaved.
Yeah.
So I'm walking, and then all of a sudden I'm like, Reggie, Rodney. And I'm like, they're not here. Oh, where are they? Right in the middle of the meditation circle, keeping in mind all these women are lying down on a yoga mat with blindfolds on, Reggie and Ronnie are both just taking a good old dump, just right in the middle of the meditation circle. And I've gone a moment of like, oh, yay, they're doing it. I can just use the poos with one bag. That's great, usually.
Well, that's where maximum chi is.
Yeah, but in... In the middle of a meditation circle, so much of me wanted to get out my phone and take a photo because nobody knew they were so zen. So I've literally just like had to creep in so quietly, just trying not to wake anyone up. And I've picked up the dog doodoos and I've literally like belted in the other direction. It was just one of those ones where a poo really snuck up on us, and I was just not, I was not prepared for it. But it was
surprise poo.
Surprise poo. Has a surprise poo ever
happened to you?
I did have one. Mine wasn't dog related. It was actually just me.
Oh God.
Oh, well, I was 17. My brother played professional basketball.
17 doesn't make it okay.
Doesn't it? Not an adult yet.
Yeah, well, you have a little bit.
No, sorry. My brother was playing basketball at college, and I thought I was really cool. And I was at a college party. Oh, I think this song was good at the time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm walking around, and I'm like having a beer, being a bit naughty.
Yeah, cool.
Maybe two beers, and then I hadn't really drunk that much at that time. I've had too many.
Right.
I've fallen asleep, woken up, and there's been a surprise poo.
No, you're kidding.
No, and I'm pretty cool at this point. I'm the cool Australian kid. I'm like, yo, this guy's cool.
No, and, you're not anymore, though.
Not anymore, no.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was bad.
So just talk me through it. So you've woken up, you've realised.
I'd rather not. I don't know why I agreed to this. Does Embers normally do this?
I think it's actually quite funny. Like, men seem to have a lot of number two stories. We actually did a phoner once about when, you know, surprise poos. Mm. And the phones lit up. It was one of our most successful phoners, but they were just all men.
Yeah, well, we're proud. We're proud pooers. So, but this time was I really lowered my colours a bit. And my brother wasn't too impressed. You know, he's trying to make a career in basketball and he's at Santa Barbara College where it's a big party school. And the number one puttier, well beyond his age, is shitting everywhere. So,
well, yeah. I mean, you're a party pooper, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you lined that up.
Triple M's Wheel Bin of Fortune. Brought to you by Totally Workwear. Tradies to nurses, high vis to hospo. At Totally Workwear, we totally love your work.
The prize we could be giving away right now is $16,100.
How much?
$16,100. All you need to do is guess what's in our wheelie bin of fortune, Josh, to win a wheelie bin prize.
That's really good.
Right? So $16,100 is on the line.
That's so much money. That's
great. It's so much money. Mm. And Embers and I gave it away the first time we did Wheelie Bin of Fortune. Zave and Michelle then gave the second one away. So it's our turn. Yeah. It only makes sense. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Chris is from Tapping. And Chris, you could be winning a whole lot of cash right now. Hello.
How are you? That would be lovely.
Oh, have you been keeping up to date with the incorrect guesses online or the clues?
I have. I think we have. There's four of us having a crack at it. So.
Oh, wow. A syndicate.
Yeah.
Who's... Yeah, a syndicate. So we've got to split the money.
Is it a family syndicate, a work syndicate? What's going on?
No, it's work. Yeah, work syndicate.
Where do you work?
Simonet Glass.
Perfect.
Shout out. Sport fencing and stuff. Yeah.
Lovely.
Not doing a whole lot of work if you're just trying to figure out if you what's in the wheelie bin.
Multitask.
Well, at least they're a transparent.
Priority, obviously.
That's absolutely.
Well, $16,000 would mean this would take a bit more priority.
Hey, Chris, the biggest clue we've ever received yet, Leechy?
It's predominantly used outside the house and mainly in summer. That's a giveaway.
Well, that's just basic. If you don't get this, Chris, it's quite actually embarrassing. So, Chris, for $16,100, what is in our wheelie bin of fortune?
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. What's in our wheelie bin of fortune? That's all right, Chris. Go on.
I just lost it for a minute there. We're having a guest at a kid's bike.
Bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my...
Sorry.
Okay, so a kid's bicycle. Now... Chris, are you talking about like when a bike is sort of all folded up and you kind
exactly,
of...
Exactly, yeah. It generally comes in a box, right?
Yeah.
A kid's bike's reasonably small. I think it'll fit in the bin.
So it will be sort of at least half of the wheelie bin, which is one of the clues, obviously.
What was the process you got to this? How did you get to a kid's bike?
It's used outdoors. It's predominantly correct. Used during summer.
YMCA.
No, that's great. That's great.
YMCA was one of our clubs.
Yeah, they generally do.
Hmm. They do.
Oh, where is Chris? Chris, are you there?
Chris, are you there?
Yeah, it keeps jumping to my car. I don't know why.
That's okay. Look, let's rip the band-aid off. Let's see if we can give you $16,100, Joel, the producer.
I mean, normally I string them along. Say something witty about their guess. But I think Chris kind of answered it for himself when he got to the YMCA clue. He was nowhere, just like that guess. Incorrect!
Chris! Sorry about Joel's bullying. Wow.
No, all good.
Josh, three suburbs of Perth, right? Expected to be hardest hit for the upcoming cold and flu season.
Oh, okay.
So we've got Fremantle.
Yep.
Mirrabooka
okay.
in the northeast, and then Hillary's in the north.
Hillary's, okay.
Hillary's is expected to be WA's cold and flu capital and the seventh worst place in Australia overall.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
First and foremost.
Well done.
A round of applause for
putting
Hillary's.
Him on the map. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God. I'm moving to Hillary's. Amazing. But how do they test for this? Like, I just don't know if I believe it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I mean, it seems, firstly, I hold that award in a pretty high regard. And the people in Hillary's, they're walking around with their nose up in the air in general anyway. Now,
Totally. Now
they're sneezing.
Yeah.
That impacts them and brings them a bit down to earth. But, I don't know. I don't know how they figure that out. I often see these awards and I try to think like it's some sort of PR campaign of some kind, but maybe it is real because it is a flu and why would we want to be celebrating it? But like, I don't know, do they pat themselves on the back, Katie?
I mean, probably.
As they drive into Hillary's, there's just a sign up saying, flu capital WA.
I mean, congratulations. But I thought maybe we can give, I don't know, a chemist, Leechy of some form. Maybe we can give them a bit of a buzz. And Josh, you can pretend you're like part of the Bureau of Statistics. And
okay, what's my motivation? What's my name?
Yeah, your name is John, obviously.
John, yep.
John Wilkes. Is that a real person?
John Wilkes Booth, I think, was an old character in the US.
It's Professor John Wilkes to you, thank you very much.
It's Professor and John Wilkes.
Am I with my wife? Is that on the rocks? I want it all.
Anytime you're ready, Joel.
John Wilkes Booth actually killed Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, well, he's back.
Oh, my God.
And he's
better than ever.
He's better than ever. So, John Wilkes, your wife's name is Elizabeth, and you've got three kids.
Real and it's been on the rocks. Story.
And it's rocky because she knows you're pretty tight with Lisa from work. But nothing's happened, though.
Talking about
John
statistics, she's a nine.
All right, so John Wilkes, you did not kill was it Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this John Wilkes didn't, Joel. Calm down. Oh my God.
All right. I'm in character.
Okay, just putting the call through now. Let's see what we can do here. Pharmacy 777 here, hopefully.
Pharmacy 777, this is Carly.
Hi, Carly. My name's John Wilkes. I'm from the Bureau of Statistics. I was just calling up because congratulations, by the way. Hillary's been named the number one flu capital of the country. Congrats.
Oh, fantastic. Is that because it's the retirement capital?
I'll just get to the statistics, if that's right, Carly. I'm calling up because I need some information. Basically, the flu capital, how do you do that? How do you get to be number one?
We get to cough and splutter all over people and you get to, spread the flu around. So, yeah, the flu is a respiratory virus, so it is something that is spread through close contact, and it is spread through people, coughing and sneezing all over each other.
Yeah, I bet. I bloody bet that this time of year. Seventh nationally, though, how do you think we could get those numbers up? Because we want it to become sort of a bit of a tourist attraction, put them on the map. You know, they've got their harbour, but maybe they also get a little sort of a trophy of some sort, maybe about 20 foot tall.
Oh, what about like a big tissue box?
Okay. If you're not going to take this seriously. Anyway, so if you get to seventh, that'd be great.
Get seventh? Okay, no worries. So the way we can do that is ensure that people are having poor hygiene, so, you know, not washing their hands.
Oh, my God. Are you really a pharmacist? What is going on here? Carly, thank you so much. This is Josh and Katie from Triple M.
Carly. Why are everyone in Hillary sneezing on each other?
I don't know, but it would be worthwhile that they don't.
Yeah.
We would look at mask protection. We would look at good hand sanitization, sneezing into your elbow, all the things that we learnt through COVID.
Well, they're clearly not doing that if Hillary's are named the capital of WA.
I like this tissue box, though. The tissue box sounds cool.
The tissue box, a large statue of a tissue box was very good by you, Carly. Thank you so much.
Good to see the pharmacists are doing the right thing and just rolling some money. It's good.
Double View, I don't know if, so that's my suburb, and I think that is the capital of Ubers just always cancelling.
Oh.
Always, I think I just must be in a dead spot, or I don't know if it's Double View in general. channel, but my God, every time I book an Uber, it's just it will then cancel on me.
Could be your rating.
It could be my rating. Yeah. My ratings.
Because you're always spraying them your political views in the backstage.
Yeah, you know me. So political.
This is how you should think, mate. Why would they pick me up?
133353. What's your suburb, the capital of? Where are you, Josh?
I'm in Northbridge. I just actually moved into a place. And I'd say it's got a couple of good things, Northbridge. It's capital of maybe like breakfast spots or even some nice Asian cuisine. Also Nangs, if you're there on a Saturday morning. People are either cooking cakes or they're hanging out. They're having a good time.
Also the capital of Connections in Northbridge.
It is. Two of the better nightclubs. Connections, unbelievable.
It's actually so much fun. Leachy?
Chewett Hill I'm in. Yep. Capital of adorable nonnas.
Oh, my God.
Every time I go out to, like, the local IGA or go to, like, a restaurant, so many amazing just, like, elderly Italian ladies.
That is so true.
Yeah.
Saturday afternoons at the, like, local IGA or Coles.
Yes.
And there'll be two women that are about 5'1" and about 80 years old, and they're having a conversation there. And I'm like, oh, I just want to listen.
And I just want to cuddle. Like, let's just all cuddle. Shannon is from Wanneroo. Hello, Shannon.
Hello.
Shannon, are you saying Wanneroo is the capital of something?
Yes, we are. We are the capital of awesome mums who actually raise their kids on wicked 90s festival music.
Oh, yes. Oh, well done.
Oh, well done.
Who got the job for that?
Well, every time all the boys that my son is all part of, and they're in their now early 20s, no matter whose car they get into of the mums, the mums are cranking Metallica, Korn, Green Day, Blink 182.
Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit. Yes, everything. And no matter what, boys all rocking out as if it's like their own little DJ track the whole way to their club.
Bit of Korn
for Shannon.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So thank you very much.
That's all right.
Thank you to the Bureau of Statistics for doing that one.
Yeah, so...
Well, hell yeah. Yeah.
So
I mean, I snuck my son into Soundwave and he was 10.
Korn
was playing. Well, he was 10. You had to be 12 to get in.
Was he driving?
I was like... No, I ended up having to be on crutches because I broke my toe a couple of days prior. But I had been priming him for days prior. Tim, what year were you born? What year were you born?
Yeah,
he had to know that he was two years prior.
Yeah.
So, what star sign are you? How old are you? And I was testing him. And, of course, because I ended up being on crutches, they were more focused on me.
Oh, that's
but
good.
We did get to be right at the front barriers for when Green Day was on. But he was, this 10-year-old kid, getting to see Korn, his favourite band ever, was just his highlight of his life at the age of 10.
Yeah, most kids that age.
Were loving it.
Kids that age are normally just eating Korn. This guy's at the front row Korn.
Front row Korn.
How did you hurt your foot?
I kicked a skateboard.
Naturally.
Of course
you
did.
Well, that's good.
Of course. But this is the music he used to go to sleep to. These were his lullabies.
Oh, Lord, imagine having dreams at 10 years old of this music.
he would tell me, Mum, I can't go to sleep. With it that sound? Can you turn it up so at least I can go to sleep?
Wanneroo, the capital of loose mums and smuggling children into festivals.
Katie, are you across this blow up recently from the Collingwood coach? He was in the news. He's lost 3 matches in a row after winning a premiership.
0-3. That is just embarrassing as a Collingwood supporter, which I jumped on the bandwagon last year and then went to the grand final. It was amazing. 0-3. Cannot believe it. And now I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to go for them anymore.
No, well, you should just spin a wheel
and
jump on whoever.
I will.
Maybe North Melbourne, they're a good one.
No, not falling for that.
Well, this week, Craig McRae, last year he was seen as like a bit of a savant. He's this guy that can connect with players. He's turned this club around so quickly. But this year, 0-3 start, people saying, bloody hangover. Party too hard, have you, Pies? And then on the weekend, he spoke after the game. Now, Carolyn Wilson, she's on Footy Classified, senior journalist, love her or hate her, she will have her opinion, which is what you want. And in the footy cycle, pretty much anything can be on Monday morning. Now, she said last night that she believes that how Craig McRae acted after they lost their third match in a row was somewhat, I guess you could say, arrogant. And it also didn't give credit to the team that actually beat them, St Kilda, saying he put all on himself, it was all selfish. This is a little snippet. Tell us what you think.
But what you don't see is the joy and the happiness and the love and support for our players and our staff. And I make sure that everyone in our room, just after the game and before the game, felt my love and support.
I'm not sure I can remember the last time I saw a losing coach speak for more than 12 minutes and not pay one word of credit to the opposition.
Well, firstly, a post-match press conferences are generally pretty boring unless Bevo's like spraying someone. But this one in particular, a lot of people have been saying, well, what did he really do wrong? Because it's really common technique for a coach. If a team's not playing well, he takes all the blame, defer, reflect. And then people now for 3 days, it's got exactly what he wants, really. People are saying, oh, bloody Craig McRae. Meantime, the players aren't on the back of the paper. The pressure's put on the coach and he's a premiership coach, so who cares? What do you make of that? You're a sporting superstar yourself, obviously, netball team, but you would know what it's like to have pressure.
Yeah, absolutely. But I feel like, I mean, I'm sure he spoke for a lot longer than that, but what he said was just basically that he still supports his team and, you know, that this isn't the end and she's now spraying him for not giving credit to St Kilda and just talking about themselves. Isn't that what you'd kind of do?
And the fact that it was a 12-minute press conference and never once went, oh, well done to St Kilda. It's like, well, you obviously weren't asked about that.
Well, maybe it's because Ross Lyon used to be on Footy Classified and she's saying, hey, Ross Lyon did pretty bloody well, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, conspiracy leaking. I think that all those press conferences, we were weighing it up the other day, for the amount of press conferences AFL players do, I think the club does about 4 a week or 5 a week, including coaches and players. If you were to watch every single one of those from every club, you actually fill out almost an entire week. So it's impossible humanly to pretty much get through them all. They're pretty boring.
Yeah, super boring. And so you're saying not enough hours, basically, to watch it all in a week.
I'm saying the only time we ever hear about them is one, someone points the finger at this. Otherwise, no one would have even watched this. Otherwise, 100%. A couple of Collingwood nuffies. But then, which is great. I love that. But at the same time, or they screw up. They go on a massive spray or something like that. That's kind of the reason we have them. It's extra media for the week. And I guess this has just been picked in that session. Hey, what can we blow up about?
Yeah, 100%.
Let's point the finger at this guy. He thinks he's a superstar. He's like impenetrable because he's won a premiership. Well, guess what? I'm coming at you.
But it's also that thing of they're 0-3. Obviously, they won the premiership last year. They just want to fire a shot at them and just, you know, bury them in the ground even more.
Yeah, and keep them on that losing streak
which
almost.
Which is annoying because it's like, you know, like it's not. I mean, yeah, okay, they haven't started well, but so
I keep on backing the Pies though, and now I am losing faith. I'm losing faith a lot because I keep on backing them each week, being like, well, they're not going to continue to
lose.
Are they?
Are you going to be okay with this? Like,
I don't know.
It has only been 2 weeks because the games are, it's a bookended one.
Oh,
so,
true.
So give them one more week. Give them one more week.
One more week,
yeah. Then spin the wheel.
Okay. I won't do a Caroline Wilson.
Please don't. It's a rush hour. What?
Oh, I'm just saying, she wanted. We're now speaking about it again. God damn it. We played into it.
Damn you, Caroline.
It's the end of the world. Triple M's Rush Hour with Embers and Katie.
Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. What are you really gambling with?